We gave you the first alert all week long. Quite a remarkable chill for this time of year, as temperatures have been all over the place, from very warm to very chilly. After a record-tying high on Wednesday of 89, we only topped out at 66 yesterday, and the gusty winds made it feel even chillier. Some inland spots are down into the 30s this morning. We'll only recover to around 60 this afternoon. That's below the average high temperature for the middle of January, to give you some context of just how chilly it is here in the first couple of days of April. And tonight, all the way down into the 30s, and we should pretty easily break the record low temperature, which is 39 officially at the International Airport, set back in 1962. So, and we don't get many nights in April in the 30s, so this is highly unusual. And while we'll stay above freezing in most spots, it should be cold enough near and west of Highway 301 in particular for a bit of patchy frost late tonight and early tomorrow morning. Western Duval County and Western Nassau County into Baker County. So any of those sensitive plants, and there's a lot of them this time of year, you're going to want to cover them or bring them on in. I know, you thought it was all over with, right? Well, here we go. Our last night in the 30s, by the way, was about 4 weeks ago, a little less than that. About March 8th, we had temperatures down into the 30s. But much more unusual, as I mentioned, this time of year. The average low temperature is 52 degrees. It is not, however, the latest that we've flirted with the freezing mark. The latest freeze on record is April 8th. Back in 2007, we dropped to 31 degrees. So it's not unprecedented, but it's still highly unusual. Really, let's enjoy the chill while we can, because we know just how hot it's going to be. And of course, it can be hot in just a few days this time of year versus the chill. We saw that go the reverse in the last few days. Really, though, it's just gradual warming through the weekend. And what looks just like just beautiful, perfect. Tomorrow, we'll have less wind, a lot of sun. The afternoon temperatures reach the mid to upper 60s, just a beautiful early spring day. It will be cool again tomorrow night, but not as cold. Looking at mostly upper 30s and 40s, the beaches will stay in the 50s because of winds coming in off the Atlantic. So for daybreak on Easter Day, if you're going to any sunrise services, sweaters and jackets, skies will be clear, but temperatures very cool in the 40s, but a really pretty day in the end with sunshine and reaching the low to mid 70s in the afternoon. So we'll get closer to average. Beaches will stay mainly in the 60s because there will be a light wind off the Atlantic, off that water that is still only in the low 60s. The warming trend then continues to the early part of next week. Monday and Tuesday will be mostly sunny, mid to upper 70s on Monday, and around 80 degrees by Tuesday. And all indications are we'll be into the 80s then for Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Don't see any significant rain still for at least the next 6-7 days, and that's becoming more and more of an issue now as we really dry out quickly. Not at all unusual for this time of year as we head toward the peak of the wildfire season. If you're wanting to beach it this weekend, well, not bad. Actually, beautiful. It's just that it's going to be on the cool side again. But in the 60s, both days, tomorrow and Sunday, a little bit of a wind off the Atlantic makes it feel a little cool. But it's the perfect weather for shorts, a sweatshirt, and flip-flops on the beach right now. I mean, this weekend is just going to be stunningly beautiful. We're looking at a surf of just about 2 to 3 feet, a low to moderate rip current risk, leaning toward low by Easter Day. And sunburn times that you still have to be very careful about when it's cool like this time of year. The days are getting longer, though, and we get sunburned in a good quick 15 minutes or so. So sunscreen, make sure to be extra careful out there in what otherwise will be a gorgeous weekend. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.